And we conclude today's program by marking the return of the woman nicknamed The Voice.
I hope life treats you kind.
Whitney Houston is not only one of the best-selling artists in the world, she's a pop music icon with hits such as Saving All My Love for You, I Want to Dance with Somebody, and this song, I Will Always Love You. Now, Whitney Houston is back with a long-anticipated CD titled I Look to You that hit stores yesterday. And here to review Whitney Houston's latest work is Steve Jones, a music critic for USA Today. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Before we jump into this interview, let's hear some of Whitney's new music. What songs stand out for you on this album?
Her current hit right now is Million Dollar Bill, which was written by Alicia Keys and produced by Swiss Beatz. And I think the idea was to kind of bring her back with a contemporary, kind of mid-tempo song that would probably get her into some newer fans as well as her older fans who I think will support her no matter what she does.
Came in the door, checked in my coat, and who I'm looking for is staring in my face. Oh, they played our song, we hit the floor, he held me strong, and we danced the night away. Oh,
how did she come to collaborate with Alicia Keys?
Well, you know, this whole comeback has been orchestrated by Clive Davis, who was her mentor in the beginning.
Clive Davis, the legendary music producer.
Yes. And he has, for about a year now, been really gathering songwriters and producers, trying to create the perfect scenario for her to come back.
How does this latest CD of Whitney Houston's compare to the classic music that we're long accustomed to?
I think that she is trying to get back to that sound, but at the same time, this is a singer who has not been around very much for the last 6 years, and really, her last really great album was 10 years ago. So this is kind of a cautious relaunch of her career, I think.
Steve, you've described the album as cautious, doesn't take a lot of risks, I assume. Does one really want to try to relaunch a singing career by releasing music that could be considered tepid?
I don't think that she could go in the direction of trying to sound too young, because that may have alienated some of her older fans. But I think right now what she has to do is reestablish herself just as an artist. You have to remember, she's coming from a pretty deep hole. She hasn't fed her fans for a very long time, and a whole generation of other fans have come up who basically only know her from her trials and tribulations. And, you know, it really kind of short-circuited what was a really impressive career.
In appealing to some of her old fans, which of these songs do you think might stand out most for them?
I think that I Didn't Know My Own Strength is kind of one of those power ballads that she used to be known for.
I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down. Tumble, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength.
Whitney Houston's drawn years of attention for self-destructive behavior, drug abuse, alcoholism, friction, and finally divorce from her husband, Bobby Brown. Now, she doesn't reference him on the album, but she sure does seem to allude to relationship trouble, at least with one of the songs written by R. Kelly, Salute. Let's hear a bit of that.
You say you wanna walk away, you ain't got nothing to say. I salute you, yeah. Go on out the door now, you take care. No more tears to shed. What you expected me to beg? Well, I'm not, I'm done. So when you leave, just close the door behind you, 'cause I'm feeling kind of tall.
So what's Whitney Houston trying to say to us as listeners with this song, Salute?
I think as listeners, she's trying to say that she's been through all sorts of trauma and that she is ready to move on. One of the things that struck me about listening to the whole album was that she didn't really go into a whole lot of recriminations or looking for pity. She's just kind of saying, I went through a lot. Some of it was my fault, and I'm moving on.
Steve Jones, what happens if Whitney Houston's CD flops?
They'll have to go back to the drawing board. you know, she has a history of taking a long time between CDs. After she did The Bodyguard, there was a long time between albums. She did The Preacher's Wife, and there was another long gap before the next album. I really don't think that she can afford to do that again if she really wants to be viable. This album was released on a kind of an odd day just so it could make the Grammy nomination deadline. And I think that what they're hoping is she will be able to get a lot of Grammy nominations that will kind of boost her profile.
How did Whitney's latest effort strike you, Steve Jones?
I think it was good when you consider she's a 46-year-old singer who hasn't been singing a whole lot, and she's not yet old enough to just fall into that aging diva role that, say, an Aretha Franklin could. But at the same time, she's kind of past the ingenue stage, which was what she was when she first came around.
Are there any songs that you liked particularly on this album?
Well, Salute was one of my favorite ones. I also kind of like the treatment she did with A Song for You. That's the Leon Russell song, and that's the only cover on the album. Normally that's done as a very poignant ballad, and she kind of gave it a up-tempo treatment.
Steve Jones is a music critic for USA Today, and he joined us from his office in McLean, Virginia. Steve, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
We're alone now, and I'm singing a song too.
And that's our program for today. I'm Korva Coleman, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.